like, do you think that Israel should be taking a lot of Syrian refugees in?
It's probably not in their self-interest.
That's not what I asked.
Man, that's hard.
not really?
Probably, I mean...
Yes or no?
Probably not.
Why?
Huh?
Why? Don't you all value diversity? Where's your multiculturalism preferences? I mean, why is it bad?
Because they sort of want to kill the people that they would immigrate to.
Okay, so but wait a minute, hang on, man.
Yeah.
Didn't you just give me a whole speech about not judging people collectively? And innocent until proven guilty, my friend? Oh, wait, is that only for Christians? Is that only for white people? When it comes to your country, things get a little different, right?
Many JQers claim that Israel is an ethnostate whose main focus is the preservation of the Jewish people, while at the same time ensuring high levels of refugees are directed away from them and into Europe. Before we get into that, what does preservation of the Jewish people even mean? Are Jews a race, or are they united in a culture or a religion? According to Rabbi Freeman, author of Bringing Heaven Down to Earth, quote, Jews are not a race. While the Jewish people did in fact begin with the descendants of Abraham, many people have converted to become Jews over the millennia. Today there are African Jews, Japanese Jews, even Eskimo Jews. It seems difficult to call such a mixture a race. Incidentally, there really is no such thing as a, quote, race. The term race implies to most people that there are different categories of human beings based on their genetic makeup, but there is no basis in genetics for these distinctions. For example, an African from one family may have more in common genetically with a Swede than with any other African. What can be said, however, is that Jews are a family, end quote.
So you're not really a religion, and you're not really a nation, and you're not really a race. So what the heck are you? And if you think about it, you gather a group of Jews into a room, look at any Jewish gathering, and you say, what's the one thing that ties us all together? Where no matter what we live and what language we speak and what religion we follow and whatever we practice, whatever we believe, whatever we come from, whatever our ancestry is, converts, non-converts, what binds us together? What makes us Jews? It's so unusual. So this question bothered me for years until I finally found an answer. Being Jewish is you're part of this special thing called the Jewish family. How do we understand converts? A convert is somebody who got adopted into the family. And when you adopt somebody new into your family, they're part of your family just like everybody else. They take on your name, they sit at the dinner table with you, you treat them like all your other kids. Your family is your family.
But many JQers say that not only is it dishonest to state that Jews aren't a race, it's unscientific, because Jews exude all of the qualities of a distinct racial group. For example, as many as 1 in 3 Ashkenazi Jews are estimated to be carriers for one of about 19 rare genetic diseases. Autosomal recessive disorders, for instance, are far more prevalent among people with Jewish ancestry than in the general population. In all, Jews have higher carrier rates for more than 40 genetic diseases, including Gaucher disease, cystic fibrosis, and Tay-Sachs. Harry Ostrer, a medical geneticist and professor at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, wrote a book called Legacy, A Genetic History of the Jewish People, in which he claims that Jews are different, and the differences are not just skin deep, claiming that Jews exhibit a distinctive genetic signature, and it's these similarities that have enabled scientists to trace the origins of Jewish communities. As for the African Jews or Eskimo Jews, JQers claim that these people are not actually Jewish, but rather have adopted the cultural values of the Jewish religion and the Jewish people, and have been allowed the privilege, or to use Rabbi Freeman's previous point, have been adopted as a kind of ethnic add-on to the real Jewish race. So, as a matter of fact, whites are a white race, whether they are Scottish or Irish. Blacks are a black race, whether they are African or Nigerian. And Jews are a Jewish race, whether they are Ashkenazi or Sephardic. In In 2015, the number of people applying for asylum in the EU peaked at 1.26 million to trigger the current migration crisis. In 2015 and 2016, more than 2.5 million people applied for asylum in the EU. Authorities in the member states issued 593,000 first-instance asylum decisions in 2015, over half of them positive, with over 2 million more coming in illegally. Many believe that this drastic change in European demography has completely destroyed the face of Europe, claiming these disastrous policies are responsible for the current decaying of Western society, but more accurately, the current decaying of the European people. And many in the alt-right say Jews are playing a significant role in all of it. But what does mass migration have to do with the Jews? Because according to JQ detractors, this idea that Jews are behind mass migration to kill Whitey is ludicrous. Jews aren't lobbying and creating these refugee programs to destroy the white race. For example, the vast majority of Jews are progressives, so wealthy Jews, many of whom are surrounded by left-wing friends and family, are simply playing their part, a part that many Europeans themselves also want to play. And the idea that Jews are sinister or have something against white people is anti-Semitism 101. We can also consider how many Jews claim to not believe in race at all, so how could they be trying to destroy the white race if the way they view genetics and science doesn't include a racial component? But even if one is to grant all of this, it still does not explain why they don't create the same immigration programs for Israel. Why aren't there Jewish lobbying groups wishing for millions of African migrants to flock to their Jewish homeland? The defense to this really should go without saying. The Holocaust and anti-Semitism. The Jewish people have a history so graphic and disturbing that they deserve a place of their own. Because every society where Jews and too many non-Jews live together, the reoccurring phenomenon of anti-Semitism strikes like a match, leading to hate crimes, exile, and of course, the Holocaust. The truth is, Jews have a consistent track record of compassion and altruism, with so many of them going into philanthropy or creating charities. But this compassion and altruism is so rarely extended toward them, with outright hostility and hatred following them wherever they go. So at the very least, they deserve a place to call home, in a home they won't get kicked out of, given that the amount of times Jews have been kicked out of societies is shocking. But to many JQers, their rebuke to all of this is as follows. First of all, the Holocaust isn't at all what we've been told. And this field of inquiry is not Holocaust denial, but revisionism. Citing modern revisionists like Professor Robert Forreson or David Irving, in a film by Breslau, which is one of the only two cinematic works known to have been produced inside a functioning concentration camp for Jews, Jews are seen playing soccer enthusiastically, in team uniforms, complete with a referee, in set times. In other segments, Jews are seen putting on theater performances, even going to church. Not to mention the 6 million Jews killed doesn't hold up at all. Even the New York Times published a story documenting the Polish government's decision to change the wording on the stone tablets at Auschwitz to include within the 1.5 million number figure all of the other races whose lives were also lost, including Poles, Gypsies, Soviet prisoners of war, and others. And many historians like Ian Kershaw, Raul Hilberg, and Martin Briscat accept that no document exists showing that Hitler ordered the Holocaust at all. And the obvious answer for why Jews have been kicked out over 100 times can be summed up in 2 words. Common denominator. Many JQers also talk about the Havara Agreement of 1933, which was an agreement between Nazi Germany and Zionist Jews, in which the Nazis helped and assisted in the migration of approximately 60,000 Jews to Palestine. Does this sound like a group of people hell-bent on mass genocide? No. If anything, throughout the quote, Holocaust, Nazis showed restraint to the Jewish people. But what is most referenced by this community is that the gas chambers are a lie.
I believe that the historical evidence is hugely against 6 million Jews having been deliberately gassed in gas chambers as a deliberate policy of Adolf Hitler.
With many claiming that one of the reasons for this egregious fabrication was precisely because Jews could increase the number of Jewish deaths by the millions without having to provide physical evidence. So the idea that the Nazis or Hitler were the most evil people to have ever existed really is childish in its unsophistication of the facts. The truth is, Jews use the Holocaust to get what they want. And in many ways, these overly simplistic, hyperbolized machinations of the Holocaust only serve as a deterrent against any white person hoping to preserve his or her own people. It serves as a reminder to the general public that anytime a white person talks about national socialism or demographics or racial differences, the public is reminded of the quote worst atrocity ever. But if one is willing to examine history closer and braver, they would quickly realize that Hitler was a decent man and World War II was just like every other war, meaning that obviously people were killed and obviously terrible things happened. But Hitler was not evil or morally bankrupt in any way. He was an honest, compassionate leader who fought bravely for his people, for his country, and for the hope of a peaceful future. As for the plethora of Jewish groups lobbying for mass migration into Europe, the matter of defining their sinister intentions is not as much about finding Jews saying nasty things about whites, or even pointing out the double standard of Jews wanting Israel to remain majority Jewish.
It could change the geopolitics.
What do you mean that it could change the geopolitics?
You know, it's the demography is the key of everything, as you know. Between the Jordan and the Mediterranean, this is the borders, 10 million people, about 500,000 Jews and 500,000 Arabs. And if we want to remain a democratic state, we have to have a majority of Jews in this place.
For many JQers, it's as simple as this. It's that Jews see European nationalism, or white identity generally, as that which is always comparable to the Holocaust. And because of this, it's something that needs to be prevented. A study by Pew Research showed that remembering the Holocaust is the predominant factor in Jewish identity, leading many JQers to this conclusion. Jewish groups aren't lobbying for African migrants to come to Europe because they are progressive, but because it's in their self-interest to live in a world where white identity or nationalism of any Western flavor does not exist. Because so long as multiculturalism or racial ambiguity or strands of cultural Marxism exist and are spread throughout the West, Jews can blend in and even act white while criticizing white people.
Can I see the other side too? White man against Trump. That's awesome. Are you white? Are you white?
I just gotta stand in solidarity with my people.
Are you white? Are you sure you're not Jewish? Are you Jewish? You're Jewish, aren't you?
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Jews aren't white. I read it on the forward that Jews aren't white.
That's true.
Yeah, right? So why are you saying that? You're saying that's racist, isn't it?
Embarrassing. What?
You're saying, no more whites or whatever, you know, and you're not white.
Anything like that.
Well, let me see the sign. Let's see what it says again. You're Jewish and you're holding that sign. Nice ups. Nice typical tricks there.
Get over yourself.
Typical tricks there, Shlomo.
But if it's true that many powerful Jews are dangerous to the West, what's the solution? Or is so much of this Holocaust revisionism or supposed Jewish double standards a symptom of spending way too much time permeating one dark corner of the internet? And lastly, what do Jews have to do with porn? All of this in the final episode.